Okay, so we're in batch number four now. I am here, local news and features with Uta and Liz. And we've got four more headlines. So the headlines off Uta are...
Well, it's a charity appeal after a dog was found abandoned tied to a lamp post. And then we've got the donation which helps to launch new fitness events for children.
And Liz?
Play a part in city centenary. And predator wanted to corrupt the innocence of a schoolgirl aged 12.
Great. And it's Uta now with the first story.
Yeah, I start with the charity appeal because the dog was found chained to a lamppost. A dog was tied up and abandoned in the middle of Hanley in a shocking incident of animal cruelty. Animal Lifeline shared a photo of Marley, who had been muzzled and chained to a lamppost close to the high-rise flats in Bucknell New Road. The terrified dog, who appears to have once had an ear tag, was discovered last Tuesday and is being cared for at the Cellarhead Kennels. Now Animal Lifeline is fundraising to pay for Marley's ongoing care. A spokesman said, "Marley arrived after being found tied up and abandoned overnight, scared and confused. We will now get him neutered, vaccinated and health checked, as we have no history of him. If anyone can spare any amount towards our ever-increasing vet bills, we would be so grateful and so would the dogs. Marley is just one of many dogs that are being looked after by Animal Lifeline, which highlighted the ongoing costs of caring for them on social media." The charity wrote, Treasure is a heavily pregnant lab who arrived with us, who is due any day, and we will be having to fund rearing her litter, vaccinating and microchipping all the pups and the mum and getting her spayed, so this is her last litter. Spikey, another dog, is a 10-year-old spaniel who had no vet treatment for a chronic ear infection before coming into our care, so now we have the tasks of trying to get him in pain-free situations and get on top of the infection. And Gizmo is a stuffy Frenchie cross who, after arriving with us, became clear he had coordination problems that we have had to get him an MRI scan for, costing around £1,200. He also needs BOAS surgery at around £1,500 and neutering, which we have to find funds for. These are just a selection of the veterinary costs we will have this month alone, and despite always worrying about where these funds will come from, we continue to get dogs that need our help, and we can't do this without your help and continued support with donations, fundraising and sharing homing posts. To support Animal Lifeline, visit their Facebook page, because the Animal Lifeline needs help with vet bills. And over to you.
Play a part in city centenary. Grants up to £3,000 are available. Community groups and charities in Stoke-on-Trent can apply for a grant to hold their own events to celebrate Stoke-on-Trent's centenary year. Grants from £500 to £3,000 are available for projects that celebrate at least one of the Stoke-on-Trent City Council centenary themes. And these are the themes. Number one theme is civic, recognising the city's civic life. Children and young people, celebrating the city's children and young people. Culture, honouring the city's culture in all its diversity. Heritage, celebrating the city's rich and diverse heritage. Community, recognising the city's community spirit. Environment, acknowledging the city's relationship with the environment. Futures, looking to the future and the city's exciting years ahead. Councillor Jane Ashworth, leader of Stoke-on-Trent City Council, said, "We can't wait to see the creative events that this grant fund will allow groups from across the city to organise. Every event will create memories that will be remembered for a long time. Our city's voluntary and community groups do wonderful work throughout the year. These grants will make it easier for them to be part of this very special year. Our team are ready and waiting to chat to anyone with an idea and help them submit an application. The grants are available thanks to the Community Foundation for Staffordshire and Shropshire, Stoke-on-Trent City Council, Stoke Creates, and a private donor. Leanne McPherson, Head of Programmes at Community Foundation for Staffordshire and Shropshire, said, "We're proud to be delivering this fund to play our part in the city's centenary. There will be some wonderful events taking place in 2025, thanks to this fund. If anyone is unsure if their idea would be eligible, just get in touch and we can talk you through the steps and give you all the help you need. Registered charities, constituted community or voluntary groups, social enterprises and other voluntary not-for-profit organisations can apply for a grant. And if you wish to apply for a grant, how to apply, visit the Community Foundation's website for more information about the grants and the application form." I'm going to hand over to Tim. We ought to get involved in that, Tim. What's that? Tim isn't listening. We're a community organ. We come under some of that.
I'll have a look at it later. Okay, so over to Uta now for the next story.
Yes, thank you very much. Well, it's all about donations, isn't it? All about money. So it says here, we are up and running. Well, they will be, because there's a 4.8 million, £4.8 million JCB donation, which helps launch new fitness event for children. A junior version of a popular weekly running event launches in a new location this weekend. Lime Valley Junior Park Run will start in the park near Newcastle at 9 a.m. on Sunday. And the free event, which sees youngsters aged 4 to 14 running or walking a 2-kilometre, which is the equivalent of 1.24 miles, route, is the junior-only version of the Saturday 5-kilometre park run. It has been set up with the help of a donation of 4,400... Oh, sorry, I read a little bit too much in the front. Ooh, that wasn't the millions. It's about £4,800. That's a different what the digger giant JCP paid for the start-up costs. I apologise for that. So it's £4,800. The event directors are Gareth Copley-Jones and Rose Marshall. Gareth, also run director at the Saturday Whammy Park Run in Newcastle, said he fell in love with the project after becoming involved in its setup. Gareth said, "This could not have happened without the hard work of our team of volunteers, the support of the local council, and, most of all, the generous donation from JCB. Without JCB's help, the park run would have never got off the ground. It's wonderful to have a huge international company in our area with the same local values around kids' health as ourselves. We all want the best for our kids, but sometimes it's difficult finding activities that are accessible, help them find new friends, and most importantly, don't cost the earth. Junior Park Run is a fantastic movement dedicated to getting kids exercising, volunteering, and socializing on a Sunday morning. A total of 65 youngsters turned up to run the Lime Valley course at its test event on Sunday." Gareth said, "It's a massive park in the middle of Newcastle and surrounded by houses, so there will be a lot of kids nearby. It's 2 laps at the northern end of the park and free for everybody to take part. We've got a fantastic group of core volunteers who are very supportive, but we're hoping to get the children themselves to volunteer as much as possible. And the Lime Valley event adds to the other junior events across the area in Queen's Park, Longton, Burslem Park and Clough Hall Kids Grove. All start at 9 a.m. every Sunday. There are more than 450 junior events across the UK. So to take part, children just need to be registered by following the links at www.parkrun.com. They can then download a barcode to take to the event. After their run, the barcode is scanned by a volunteer to register their run. All paces and abilities, including walkers, are welcome. So get your running shoes on."
Okay, over to Liz now, who's going to do the last story for us in batch 4.
Predator wanted to corrupt innocence of schoolgirl aged 12, but he was chatting to undercover cop. Pervert Andrew Baker sent a disturbing video of himself to an undercover police officer posing as a 12-year-old girl. The 33-year-old also asked the girl to send him naked photos of herself in school uniform. Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court heard he was arrested and police seized his phone, which was found to contain two indecent images of children, including one of a girl aged 3 being abused by adult men. Now Baker has been sentenced to 20 months in prison, suspended for 2 years. Prosecutor Barry White said Baker struck up a conversation with a profile he believed to be a 12-year-old girl on the 4th of September 2023. The chat was initially on Kik, that's K-I-K, I don't know what that is, and later moved to WhatsApp. Mr. White said he talked about masturbating and sent a video of himself. He said he wanted to corrupt her innocence. On September the 12th, 2023, the conversation moved to WhatsApp. He showed an explicit video of himself. He asked for pictures of her in her school uniform. He made numerous requests for naked photographs. Barker, of no fixed address, pleaded guilty to attempted sexual communication with a child, attempting to cause a child under 13 to watch a sexual act, possession of a Category A indecent image of a child, and possession of a Category B indecent image of a child. Paul Cliff, mitigating, said, honestly, it now says Baker. It's not my eyesight. It said Barker a minute ago, now it says Baker. So I've no idea. I'll say Baker. Baker lost his mum and twin brother when he was at school and was brought up by his dad. Mr. Cliff said at the time he was somewhat isolated, somewhat self-destructive. He was engaged in problematic gambling and was spending too much time on his phone. He has now left the area and moved to live with his grandmother in Rugby. He is not a man who has a drug problem or a problem with alcohol. He has effectively rehabilitated. There has been no further offending since. As part of the suspended sentence, Baker must complete a program requirement for 26 days, a rehabilitation activity requirement for 35 days, and 100 hours of unpaid work. He was placed on the sex offenders register for 10 years and was made the subject of a sexual harm prevention order, that's an SHPO, for the same period. Recorder Julian Taylor said, the children in the indecent images are real children. They are being sexually exploited in the most sickening way by people like you accessing the images.